Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top
10.Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm Kusei.
And I'm Shana.
And today we'll be taking a look at our July 2025 Artist of the Month, Miho Nakayama. So, Miho Nakayama debuted as an idol in 1985, quickly rising to stardom thanks to her fresh image, expressive vocals and natural charisma in front of the camera. So, have you heard of Miho Nakayama before?
I actually have not, but turns out she's been in a lot of movies that I've watched, and I just never really clocked the actress. So I feel kind of dumb, but no, this is actually, I think, the first time I'm kind of deep diving into her music. Have you heard about her before?
No, actually, like, she wasn't on my radar, but she is in a lot of stuff that I'd seen before. So I too felt kind of stupid to not know an artist like that.
Yeah, I know. It's like you see a face so often and then you just like realize only much later who it is.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, but actually, like we were saying, over her multi-decade career, she's released 39 singles and 22 original albums, all exploring a wide range of musical styles from, you know, your bright idol pop to sophisticated city pop, soft rock, and even your sentimental ballads.
Her breakout role in the hit film Bebop High School helped launch her music career, with many of her early singles serving as theme songs for acting projects.
So actually, Bebop High School is where I know her from, because I loved the manga, and then, you know, the movie was just, like, had to be watched, I think.
Interesting. I haven't seen that one, but yeah, I heard it was quite popular, right?
It is. It's one of those really old...seinen mangas, so
yeah.
But a very fun read and watch. So Miho Nakayama became one of the first multi-platform Japanese idols. So that means she was building simultaneous success in music, television, film, and even modeling.
Nakayama scored 8 number one singles on the Oricon charts and holds 2 million selling hits.An achievement that cements her as one of the most successful female solo artists of Japan's Showa and early Heisei eras.
Her 1995 performance in Love Letter, directed by Shunji Iwai, is considered a career-defining moment, earning her critical acclaim and exposing her to international audiences, particularly in South Korea.
Miho's music evolved alongside Japan's challenging pop landscape.From upbeat synth-pop in the late 80s to smooth ballads in the 90s, and refined adult contemporary later in her career.
Even today, she remains a nostalgic touchstone for fans of city pop, retro J-pop, and Japanese film culture, with her classic hits finding renewed interest amongst younger listeners online and through remix culture.
Whether you're discovering her for the first time or reliving her golden years,Miho Nakayama's catalog offers a little something for everyone. Heart, style, voice, and vision. Well, we have an announcement to make. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured in our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Hayley, by sending her an email at hayleyg@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
And, you know, obviously, we could be talking about your music and fangirling over it as well. And that being said, I'm really excited to kind of jump into the songs we have today on our list. And we're starting off with Namaiki, which was released on October 1st, 1985. And you just heard the song Namaiki, and this was an early hit that reached number 8 on the Oricon charts and sold over 114,000 copies from her debut album After School.
With its upbeat lyrics about shameless teenage rebellion, it perfectly captured mid-80s youth culture. Namaiki literally means cheeky.
I think that's a really adorable little like call to growth and just the kind of age in which this music was created. And this song in particular is iconic for Miho's signature wink, which then became a staple in promotional clips of the era.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've definitely heard of this song before.
Yeah, this is again another song that I have 100% heard of before. There's such a youthful sound to it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because a lot of the music, or more contemporary music we listen to, has a lot more digitized music that makes it sound a lot more mature. It's really nice to listen to songs that have that kind of youthful, very raw aspect to it, which is what I think is the running theme throughout all of Miho Nakayama's songs. And with that, before we jump into our next song, we have a quick announcement. So we are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. Because if you love Japanese music culture as much as Kuze and I do, then this is a really great opportunity for you.
For sure. Best decision of my life ever. At number 3 of our countdown, we have C, released June 21st, 1985. You just listened to C, the letter C. I guess it'd be she in Japanese. Her debut single peaked at number 12 and sold 170,000 copies and won Rookie of the Year honors.
So this song actually sparked interest in her for the role in Bebop High School. And you know, it kind of positioned her as both a musical and a film talent, which was pretty rare at the time.
The edgy tempo hinted at her versatility even before fame.
I think that is so true. One thing we have seen throughout of all of the discography is that Miho Nakayama has a range. She sings songs that, you know, from really hard, upbeat pop punk to very like slow, romantic ballads. And there's so much range. I think what we've seen with a lot of artists is that the range kind of comes as they grow older and, you know, the music, their musical taste and genres shift. But I think with Miho Nakayama, you do see that kind of range right from the get-go.
Yeah, no, certainly. With this song and then Bebop High School and then all the other songs that we've covered in the 80s, for sure, just range is the one word that pops up in my mind. Before we get to our next song, we have yet another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp.
And with that, I think we can jump into our next song, the second song on our list. We're coming to the end of our Miho Nakayama deep dive, Heartbreak. But we're closing it off pretty strong with our second song, second to last song, I suppose, being Thinking About You, or Anata no Yoru wa Tsutsumi.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Okay. And this was released on February 16th, 1996.
Thank you.
And you just heard her song, Thinking About You. And this was her 33rd single used as the ending theme for an MTV program hosted by Yoshiko Sakurai. And, you know, this gave it really strong broadcast exposure. This might be one of her more popular songs, I think, because of how well known it is, because this is definitely a song that I've heard before as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely think I've heard this song as well. The song peaked at number 13 on Oricon and sold over 107,000 copies and represents her continued evolution into adult contemporary music.
So written by Masato Odake and Maria, it's notable for its elegant strings and piano arrangement, which was very popular amongst late-night ballads of the 90s.
A fun throwback. The lyrics express the comfort of loving someone's presence throughout the night, reflecting a more introspective and mature side of Miho's artistry.
Again, really lovely song. One, I think if you're a new listener, this will be new for you. If you're an old listener, I am just a parrot at this point, but I love ballads, like really soft, slow music. And this is right up my lane. And it has that like really soft, you know, TV playing at night and you can just hear like this light music in the back. That is like, it's nostalgia when you listen to it. And that might be because we're listening to it now after like all these years, but I definitely love the vibe of it.
Certainly, yes. I agree. It's really a throwback into like an era that I guess it was contemporary at the time, but it's just really nostalgic now, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think that's just the way it goes with as music changes over time. But she stayed very true to, I think, the trends and the kind of music that was played during the time.
Yep.
And before we get into our last song for today, we have an announcement, well, a couple of them. So if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month. You could support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. So what are you waiting for? Listen to more music. Go ahead and check it out.
I know it is really sad that we have reached our last song, but before we get to that, I want to remind you guys. In a little over a week from now, Brinton will bring you the latest Top 10 Countdown with the latest Japanese hit songs for July 2025. So fear not, for we have more episodes on their way. With that being said, our last song is Witches, released November 14th, 1988.
We'll be right back.
You just listened to Witches. Closing Miho's late 80s number one trilogy, it earned gold and blended funk with city pop smoothness.
So in the music video of this, she actually sports this dramatic cape and microphone, which was really like an early visual marker of her icon status. She really kind of set the bar there for who she was going to be for, I think, the Japanese entertainment industry as a whole, because she's an absolute powerhouse.
So cool. I like the lyrics too. A little English sprinkled in there.
Oh yeah. This was, again, a very fun song with the synth kind of upbeat notes as well. A really fun way to end the episode as well, I think.
For sure. Miho Nakayama passed away last year, unfortunately, and a lot of her songs in YouTube had a lot of adoring fans remembering her and thanking her for her music. And I think this was a really nice episode just to get an overview of Nakayama's career and her impact on the Japanese music industry forever. And yeah, I'm glad that we got to explore Miho Nakayama's music more.
100%. It was a very beautiful tribute to an absolute powerhouse. Again, I think that is the best way to describe her, with making waves in the music industry, TV shows, films, and even modeling. I think she was the ultimate icon, as they say. So I think this was a very beautiful deep dive into a really rich part of the 90s J-pop scene.
For sure. Well, thank you all for listening. This was Japan Top 10 July 2025 Artists of the Month episode on Miho Nakayama. We will see you in a future episode.
Yeah. See you. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.